November is the month when we take time to celebrate all good people who have passed away but are not forgotten. I recently experienced a graced moment when visiting Rosemont for a province-wide gathering, which included several meetings and events throughout a four-day weekend. One of these events was Holy Child Center's Walk to End Alzheimer's. I joined the event and was moved by the sight of nearly every sister on campus, including several in wheelchairs, who were graciously guided by staff, coming together to support the cause. Before the walk, Linda Cusano, Holy Child Center's Director of Life Enrichment, opened with the prayer of the day. It was titled, "The Power of Gathering." Was it a coincidence that the day's prayer was called "The Power of Gathering"? After the prayer, Linda explained that the walk would begin on a path of imprinted footprints, a reminder of all the people who walk the halls before us, including sisters with Alzheimer's or dementia. This reminder elicited an emotional response, my graced moment, stirring memories of the sisters I have visited at Holy Child Center over the years, some who suffered by Alzheimer's or memory loss, and those who are there now being wheeled over the footprints. On the walk, we made our way around the campus and returned by the side door. Near the door, we learned that a patch of pumpkins had mysteriously grown this year. Another coincidence? Whenever I encounter coincidences in my life, I am reminded of a saying shared by a friend. Coincidences are God's way of working miracles anonymously. The entire walk was a graced moment for me. It was overflowing with memories, surprises, and heartfelt conversations. Reminders that God's quiet miracles are always at work in our lives and in the world.